And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Wayne Cotto co-hosting today, and we have a fantastic show for you today. From McCarty Yachts, it's Captain John McCarty and Captain Chris Roof. They're going to be talking some fishing and some boats and a lot more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you. We got the boys from McCarty Yachts here, John McCarty and Captain Chris Roop.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to have you. And John, been busy guy, huh?
Busy, busy, busy. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having us, Pete and Wayne. It's always great to get back together here.
Great to have you. And what's been going on in the boating world? You have quite the history in the boating world, right? I mean, started off with having the fin fever, of course. out of Newport, running the 44 Pacific out of there, right?
Right, yeah. I started as a kid.
In
high school, I started as a kid working on sport boats, and that morphed into the charter boat business and boat repair, and next thing you know, here we are selling boats years later, and it's been a great run, and we're still going at it hard. We enjoy what we do. So,
yeah. And you sell all kinds of boats, right?
Yeah, we're definitely a boat, kind of a boutique, high-end brokerage business selling only sport fishing yachts. And
that's your specialty.
That's our specialty, and I've got a great team.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Chris
is the best.
Sold my boat, and sold a lot of our friends' boats. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, and... I think I have the mics reversed there, maybe, so that's what that is. Yeah, so that's why that was going on there. Let me get that adjusted, and we'll be good. All right, now we're good. All right, so let's try that again.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, now we got it. I had the pots with. There you go. Got to be an engineer, talk show host, everything here.
Read you fine now. Here we go.
You got it all. So you guys specialize in fishing boats, whether it be a 25-foot Parker to a, you know, how big? 100 and what's the one you just listed?
127. 100. You know, Townsend Bay.
Super Fisher. Super.
Unbelievable. Fisher. Beautiful. It's a one of a kind build that is just an incredible boat. And I know you've been on it. You've seen it. And when it actually hits the airwaves, it's going to be like a lot of people are going to be really interested in that boat. It's beautiful.
Oh, so it's not public yet?
Not public yet.
Oh, okay. So we can't really talk about that boat.
We can talk about it.
Okay.
It's just. They're going to finish the summer with it, and then it's going to go to market.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a very special boat. It's like that's the most incredible sport fishing boat I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's a one-of-a-kind build. It's one of those boats that very few people could actually own, but if you have the means, this is the one you want.
This is it.
It's so special. Yeah, it's a beautiful boat. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So now, Chris, you have a lot of experience all over the water. I mean, you ran Boat U.S. over in Avalon for a number of years, right?
Yeah, San Diego, Avalon, Santa Monica Bay.
All over the place. Yep. And so how did you get into the... you were a fireman for how many years? Retired fireman?
Yep. Did a career in the fire service. Started out on sport, like John, in the sport fishing industry, sport boats, and ran John's boat for him for quite a few years and many other boats down here in San Diego.
Oh, you ran Finn Fever?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. When you moved to the yacht business?
No. He just ran, we were running every day, you know, a couple hundred trips a year. And he would do two or three days a week, right? And I'd get my break, and I could go take care of business at home and buy supplies for the boats and whatnot. And we just rotated back and forth. So Chris.
So you were like the co-captain along.
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
Finn Fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you have a better co-captain?
No, because Chris and I fished together many times, and he's
good fisherman.
He's a good fisherman.
An even better operator. Yeah, he's great.
Does it all for sure.
Yeah.
And so now what's it like? Now you've transitioned to helping people find their ultimate sport fishing boat.
Yeah, right? I've kind of always been involved with that, but now it's in a professional and passionate matter. But I love to go on the hunt for people, so it's finding the right person, putting them in the right boat, and you know we obviously pay close attention to what we're looking for, and and that's our ultimate goal is to put you in the right boat.
John, you've assembled quite the team of fishing guys. Like Todd Manser is part of your team, right?
Yeah, Chris and Todd are at the top of the list there. We have 11 brokers that work for us
11
now.
11 brokers?
Yeah, 11, wow. 11 brokers. And we can go pretty much anywhere in the world, but we really specialize on the West Coast from Cabo to, you know, Seattle.
Yeah.
And West Coast-based sport fishing yachts. Of all sizes.
Yeah. And do you have actual physical location there in Newport area?
We have a brick-and-mortar office in Dana Point.
In Dana Point.
And we're actually working on one right now in Newport.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your actual brick-and-mortar office is in Newport.
It's in Dana Point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the harbor?
It's in the harbor, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So that works out.
Convenient.
Other than all the construction and whatnot that's going on in Dana Point, it's pretty, you know, that's a little difficult to get your head around at times. But once you get in there and you park, you know, the harbor's getting better and better every day.
Yeah. What kind of stuff? They're just doing all kinds of different remodel stuff.
If I had to tell you, if they were mirroring something, they're going to mirror Newport Beach.
Really?
And I mean, all the construction, it's all new construction. They started with the docks. Now they've built parking structures and they're building new buildings, and it's going to be pretty special, I think, when it's all said and done. But the pain, that rebuild phase, that's going to be painful for a while.
That part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But we're there. We got a brick and mortar. Come see us.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So what about fishing? You guys been fishing at all?
I personally have not. We're geared up to go.
Because you run a boat called the Pescatore.
I do. So I run a 105-foot long-range Pilot House sport fisher that's many know the Nordland brand. It's a very similar style boat. And we've traveled, you know, from Alaska to lower parts of Mexico. You know, we spent a lot of time at the Outer Islands. And You know, obviously you had Tim on the show yesterday, yeah. And we spent a lot of time, you know, with the long range fleet out there, and we've done some pretty incredible things with that boat, and it's one of those things that's I'm passionate about it, and it's hard for me to let it go, and I don't have any plans to anytime soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And some of your adventures up to Alaska look
incredible. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you guys go up there, right? Yeah. And we've seen
each other
up
there. But to be on your own yacht up there.
It's insane. It really is. There's places that, you know, people go up there and they fish in a lodge or they get on a cruise ship and they go to these very specific areas when we can go anywhere. And the farther away we get from civilization, the better the fishing is, the better the sightseeing is, and that's what honestly what my people love to do.
Yeah.
So
is it something for somebody? Can anybody do that kind of thing in Alaska? Can anybody buy their boat and just go cruise around in Alaska?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you can do that. But I mean, you know, it's having knowledge, and really, you know, that's not for the faint of heart up there. You need to know what you're doing boating wise, especially in a big boat. You know, there's tides and currents and all kinds of other things you got to be aware of. But
sure.
it's the last
things every day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. But it's the front that is the frontier of all frontiers. It's awesome
it's
up there.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've seen you up there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In Sitka.
Yeah. But somebody else is running the boat, right?
Yeah. Well, it's getting there. You know, you go through areas like the Sturgis Narrows and stuff, and you can have 10 knots of current.
Wow.
People don't think about that. Well, right. We cruise at 10 knots,
that's
right? So we're stuck in that. If you don't know what you're doing, you're not paying attention, you're stuck in that current. You're not getting anywhere.
What do you do? Right? Yeah, it's like a tsunami swell.
Yeah, it's like the tsunami swell. It really is. It's insane. You know what you do? You get educated and you don't do it.
That's
what
you go avoid slack dive.
You go a slack dive. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Or with a following tide, right?
Oh, okay. Could
but you don't way. Want you don't want to be going into it.
What's it like when? If you have 10 knots of current, you're going with the tide.
Yeah, you're making. You're doing 20 knots.
You're getting your toe. Right? All of a sudden, you're like, whoa.
You're doing 20 knots, and the pyro temperatures on your engines comes way down. They're not working hard.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Chris? You been out fishing?
I have not. I've been getting everybody geared up for the season and
doing
a lot of, you know, rigging and consulting and selling, and you know, everybody's in go mode right now getting prepared, especially with all this nice weather we've had.
Oh my gosh.
You know, everybody's... Yeah.
And some biting fish.
Yeah, so it seems like I was on 4 different boats yesterday in 3 different harbors. And just,
really?
Yeah. Making sure
everybody's
ready to go.
So what's the hot boat in your market right now for, like, our listeners, like, for a Southern California angler that's looking for a boat?
Yeah, well, that's a paint with a pretty broad brush. But, you know, I mean, anything that's well equipped, that's been well maintained, you know, look, if it's turkey, it'll get attention really fast out of the gate.
That's the key, right?
Yeah, and you know, so that's why we always encourage, hey. You gotta maintain these. You gotta have these things up to speed, you know, before we list them. And that's why we go in with a different set of eyes and make all the recommendations before we actually bring the boat to market. So we're you know, representing a quality product. Hey, quality boats move, quality boats sell.
Yeah.
So.
And then on the selling side, John, it's the same thing. You guys know what to look for when you're buying a used boat. You guys have the eyeballs that you've seen it, done it, been there.
Yeah.
Don't buy this
I mean,
boat.
We're
buy
bringing a tremendous kind of amount of knowledge. Like Chris said, you know, we've been building boats and running boats for years, and we provide all of that knowledge as part of our sales, right? So as an example, after the show, we're going down to look at a Cabo 45 that's a super nicely rigged boat here in San Diego.
Nice.
That's a boat that we just listed. You know, those are the kinds of boats that we want to find for people, and these are special boats that have been outfitted and well cared for.
But when you list a boat,
mm-hmm.
you're going through it. You're going through with an educated eye and pointing out to the owner or the future owner, okay, this needs attention, that needs attention.
Yes, we basically do our own survey of the boat before we go to market, and we come up with a list of recommendations. and then we work with the seller to get those recommendations done.
You're so a great example of that, Pete. We went through your boat, and you did everything, and we had almost zero items on survey. In fact, I don't think we had any survey items that were of any consequence, and that's why your sale
was 7 years.
Sale. Yeah.
A lot of hard work.
Yes.
Right.
Making that thing right. Yeah. But that being said, Chris, when you say survey, don't, I mean, here's my experience, and now you guys have way more experience. It's like, you guys, to me, are better than a surveyor because you're representing the seller or the buyer or whatever. The surveyor is just kind of the guy just doing his job and getting his several hundred dollars for a survey. But you guys have a reputation to withhold. And you pointed out a number of things on my boat that you saw that the surveyor missed. And said, hey, this needs attention, that needs attention. And so my point of view is you guys know better than a surveyor of what's going on that boat.
Well,
it's kind of like an independent appraisal on a house or something, right? Surveyors.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But what you guys are really doing is providing certification like we do at the dealership, saying they went through the car and they're saying it's top-notch, right? You guys are doing that same service for the buyer or the seller.
That is correct, yes.
Higher standard.
Higher standards, exactly. And that's what we try to live up to every day.
That's awesome.
What are some of the things you see on a boat when you take a buyer down to the boat and the guy goes, I'm really hot on this boat. What are some of the red flag signs that you see? It's like, hey, you don't want this boat.
Well, first indication is going to be the machinery space. So I'm usually the first one down there and, you know, looking at things. But, I mean, it's everything from, hey, have cooling systems been serviced on the boat? Because that can get really expensive to, you know, service heat exchangers, after coolers, gear coolers, things of that nature. You know, motor mounts, have they been addressed? Have they completely sagged out? You know, we have to do an engine alignment. Has the boat been hauled? Has the, you know, shaft seals been changed, updated, or serviced recently? And, you know, those are some big things, you know, and then we start looking at systems. Have these systems been used and run? Are they, you know, are they going to be applicable to this boat, or were they just installed from the factory? They've been sitting for 20 years and nobody's turned them on, and, you know, like aircon type systems, you know, things of that nature. So, yeah, every boat's a little different, but, yeah, we definitely give it a hard set of eyes to look at and, you know, make people aware of what they're actually getting into and potential costs down the road of what it's going to cost to update, upgrade, maintain these systems.
Yeah. Nothing's worse for a boat, John, than sitting, right?
Oh my gosh. It's the absolute worst. Yeah, yeah. It's a corrosive environment. If you don't take, you can pay me that now or you can pay me later.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to teach people. It's like, take care of it now. It'll cost you less in the long run. And when you decide to sell, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
So most people, you know, I would say a lot of people follow those guidelines, but there's several boats that we look at and we're like, ugh, we got a lot of work here to do. We got a lot of work to do. But, I mean, you know what? We work with everybody and we try to get through it all.
Yeah. But you're not all just big boats. Like, Chris, you're a trailer boat guy. You've been a trailer boat guy for years and do a lot of trailer boat stuff. You guys do a lot of with trailer boats too, right?
Yeah. We definitely have we definitely have resources for that as well. So, yes, we're happy to you know, communicate, work with anybody, you know, whatever size boat you have. I mean, I could say all the way up to 120 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, down to a 25-foot boat. Or,
you guys have a lot of that kind of listing with that or have resources.
I would say probably more higher end on the smaller stuff. You know, I mean, it probably isn't cost effective for somebody with a $15,000 20-foot skipjack, you know, to call us. But we'll help everybody. And the higher end boats, you know, a 25-foot Steigercraft. You know, it's a $150,000, $200,000 boat. We work on those all the time.
Yeah.
And as part of
a Parker, I mean, you've been a Parker owner for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And as a part of that, Josh Rusbold works for us as well, who owns Pacific Outboards. So, and he's an incredible mechanic.
Oh.
Right. So, you know, we've got the outboard side covered. We've got diesel guys that cover our stuff. You know, we don't do a whole lot of just standard gas power. Not that we don't get a big call for that.
Sure.
Outboards or big diesels, we're all over
that. That's your deal.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of gas-powered boats anymore, do you?
No.
Yeah, just like inboard. Like when I was a kid, We had a 38-foot Chris Craft with twin gas engines, right?
Well, look at how good the outboard market has become. Look at how dependable Yamaha is.
Yeah.
And Mercury's up their game. And, you know, the stuff just runs. And
Suzuki's a big name, too.
Big name, too. Yeah.
A lot of Corolla in there, sure.
Yeah.
And what's funny is you talk about higher-end boats. There are $2 million outboard-powered boats all over the place now, right?
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we sold an HCB 53 that had the seven motors, if you remember.
Seven motors.
Seven
outboards.
Well, it had four outboards, but it was built by Seven Marine. And those were L7 Corvette engines that are mounted into this outboard structure. And, I mean, crazy horsepower and expensive. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, those boats are $2.5 million.
Wow.
For a center console.
For a center console. It happens. Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. If you have some boating questions, you're thinking about buying a boat, thinking about selling your boat, these are the guys to ask for sure.
Boy, are they. And if you want to reach out to us, remember, call in 833-288-0973. We're going to be taking your calls. Jeff's at the fan waiting for you. And don't forget, you can also text the show. You can do that through the Let's Talk Hookup app. You text the show, leave your name and your phone number, because you're going to try to win a prize. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. And Pete's showing those onto the video right now.
There.
The all-new Pilot House Pro with the matte black frame and the gold mirror lenses, the 580 lenses.
Yeah, that's gold mirror.
That's a sharp pair of lenses right there.
Super nice lightweight. Glasses. Yeah.
Check it out. Look at that.
So that's one lucky caller or texter is going to win that prize at the end of the show. Hey, and when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we'll be on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Fishing season is here, and Baker Marine knows you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so they put together a fantastic bundle deal. Here's what's included: Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 binoculars, Pelican vault case with custom laser cut foam insert, plus the Fujinon polarized filters, all for just $14.99. You save $210. The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for the serious anglers. Protect your investment with the custom Pelican case and the polarized filters that help you find kelps and more on the water. This special bundle is available at Baker Marine on Shelter Island for a limited time only. Baker Marine will be at Day of the Docks on April 19th, so go by and say hi to Anthony and Brian and demo a pair of binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and take advantage of this special bundle pricing on the Fujinon TSX 1440 binoculars. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Day at the Docks is coming, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have one last mega sale before the season. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. Fishing is taking off, and you have one last chance to capture amazing deals. Our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 19th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we got a great show going on. Lots of conversations going on during the break. We got the captains, John and Chris, from McCarty Yachts in the house.
Yeah, and happy Easter to everybody. Failed to mention that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Thanks
Thank
you guys
you.
For coming down on Easter. And thanks Absolutely. For all of you out there listening to us on Easter. And hope you're... Your Easter sunrise service is right here with Let's Talk Hookup. Enjoying that as we get going here. And a lot going on here, a lot of good stuff. If you want to get through, have a chance to win these beautiful pair of the brand new Pilot House Pro from Costa, 833-288-0973. And lots of good texts coming through, too. And one question I have for you guys is, when do you know when you're ready to buy a boat? That's the big question. I know that's kind of an open question, but it's like you've been riding boats with other people. You're doing that, and it's like, God, I always wanted my own boat. When's that time come?
Boy, I'm not sure how to answer that correctly. I mean, because there's so many variables to all that. But I can tell you during the pandemic, right? The pandemic, there was a lot of people that became very concerned in the boating industry, thinking, oh boy, here we go, this is going to kill us. And it was just the opposite. It was one of those things that you could actually do with your family, and it would work out fine during the pandemic. And we sold more boats during the pandemic than we ever expected to. And
amazing.
Yeah, so I mean that was just one scenario right there where your family comes together and it's something that everybody can do. And it's, I mean, Chris and I were talking about it coming down here. How much, you know, even just going to Catalina for the weekend and getting
so
away.
Cool.
It's so cool, right? And so that's
most memorable moments with my family when I was a kid was going to Catalina on our boat.
Yeah.
The stuff I remember.
Yeah, and I mean, Chris lived over
right?
there for quite a while, you know, and him and his wife go over there all the time still.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those places that you want to go 2 hours away, and it's like going to tropical paradise. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, you can be on a mooring, and you can take the skiff out and go catch calico bass and yellowtail
right. And
be back in an hour or a couple of hours and, you know, with your feet up on the back end of the boat. And then, you know, look at our bluefin fishery and look at this offshore stuff that's going on. When you want to go fishing, let's go.
Yeah.
So it opens up a dynamic that's pretty cool for the whole family to enjoy.
And the other cool thing about where we live here in Southern California, it's like a kiddie pond compared to the rest of the world, right? The weather-wise. I mean, as long as you keep an eye on the weather.
Yeah.
Chris is smiling. It's like, yeah, you've been in some bad weather.
Oh, yeah, plenty of bad weather. But now it's here. Pretty easy to figure out when to go and when not to go.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, you have a great text, away.
Yeah, we got one coming in. It's good morning, guys. Great show, always. My question is, currently I have a 21 Kencraft center console repowered with a 200 Suzuki. Do you think it's necessary to add trim tabs to the vessel? That's only a 21. Thanks in advance, Kurt from La Paz, Baja, California.
There you go.
Trim tabs.
I'm going to leave that one to you, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, does the boat need it? I would just say, how does it ride? A Kencraft's a great boat, that 21 Kencraft. That's just legendary hull design and, you know, but you can do a lot of trimming up and down with the outboard. It's, you know, is the boat locking a chine from side to side while it's running? It kind of just depends on, one, how you're using the boat. But, yeah, there would definitely be some benefits with it. I mean, that's a little deeper V-hull, right? And so it's going to be a little more on the tender side as opposed to a flat bottom, if you will. So trim tabs are always a good call. Yeah.
I would say yes. You want the trim tabs because you'd be surprised how it would improve your performance.
Yeah, I had a 21-foot Seacroft, which is a similar boat, and the trim tabs were beneficial with that, you know, side to side, especially if you got a load.
Somebody standing on one side, you can balance it out.
Yeah, right. Gear, a cooler, ice chest, what have you. But they are definitely beneficial. You don't have to put that big of a tab on the boat.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go to the next level, you can go to the Seakeeper Ride System.
Yeah. I was just going to add to that.
Blue Sea Stabilizers just put that on my Steiger craft.
Okay.
I just picked it up on Friday.
There you go.
And we went out and demoed it in the bay. And it was, for whatever reason, Friday it was like victory at sea in the bay, which is perfect for a demo, right?
Yeah,
right.
And there was all kinds of marine traffic, all kinds of Navy traffic that causing all kinds of wakes. It's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it is way better than I ever thought it would be, as far as ride, because you've been on those.
Yeah, we just sold a boat that had the Seakeeper ride system on it, and it everybody's standing around looking at each other going, holy cow, this is the cat's meow.
Yeah, it makes really a difference.
That was a Pursuit 315, right, a 31-foot Pursuit, and it felt like you were on a much bigger boat than 31 feet. It was an impressive ride.
Yeah, and all he was telling me, he says, wait till you get into bad weather. Then you really know the difference for sure.
Well, on a small boat, it has a tendency to try to porpoise, right, in the water. Mm-hmm. That trim tabs will keep it steady. It'll flatten it out. You're going to get out of the hole faster with the Seakeeper ride. You're going to trim out faster. It's just going to make the ride just that much smoother.
Sure.
Yeah.
And performance.
Reacts instantly.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no delay.
Yeah. Hey, another great text here from Dan in Pomona. He says, good morning, guys. I spent several years in the marine business maintaining yachts, and my question is, I was recently at the PCS show and was looking closely at a 25 Defiance pilot house and was comparing that to a Parker. Can you give me some of your wisdom and opinions on these two boats? Are there some build features that stand out more between the two vessels?
Yes.
That's kind of your ballpark.
Yes, there is. There's quite a bit. I would just—you're going to see a different system just in looking at the boats, for one. Two, I would pay close attention to the fit and finish of the boats. But the hull construction is a little more proven on one than the other.
Like, go ahead and say it. It's
well, okay. I. So I think your hull construction is going to be more consistent, better quality with the Parker, and the ride. I mean, there's you can definitely see a pricing difference between the two boats. You should see a pricing difference between the two boats, and that'll explain a lot right there.
Parker. I mean, you've owned how many Parkers?
I've had two Parkers.
Two Parkers. I've had four.
Okay.
And they're good boats.
Yes.
They build a good boat.
Sure.
Yeah. And you got to look at the construction, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So.
So.
And are you pant? Comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges, so at the end of the day too, it's like what boat's gonna work best for you and how you're gonna use the boat.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you can go buy a Bayliner for $90,000, and if it does what you want it to do, that's fine. But if you want a boat that's gonna last and a boat that's gonna be constructed well and have a resale value, all of the above, then you look at something like a Parker or something like that.
Well, it's just like buying cars. You can buy the economy car, you can buy the mid-level, you can go luxury. And boating is no different than that. There's all different levels for price ranges for everybody, depending on what you want to use it for. There's a market for everybody and in a price range, I believe. And the one thing that we do need to make sure that everybody remind them of is that if you're going to boat in California, you now need a boater's card. You have to go get that. It is a requirement for all boaters to have them now.
Yeah, that's
as ridiculous as that is. Yes, that's true.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if Chris and I are Coast Guard licensed, right? Members. But I mean,
you don't need
I still have one. I went and did it just because, and I mean, there's enough information there that it will help the average boater for sure. And we see a lot of people that probably should be paying attention to the rules a little closer than they do.
Yeah. But the people that really should have them are not required to have them. People that are renting jet skis, people that are renting boats, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a boater's car.
Yeah, it's interesting. You don't have to have that, and those are the people that need it the most, right?
No question.
So, right?
They take a course before they rent the boat, and they're getting away with it from that.
Yeah.
And, it's hard. We fought for that one, and we wanted. That was the one group that we fought to get the boater's card for, honestly. And unfortunately, we lost that part of the fight, but...
Was that something CCA was involved in?
No, it was before.
Yeah, before that. Hey, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through, have a chance to win these great pair of Costa sunglasses, 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by at the fan.
Yeah, let's John in Dallas. Hey, John, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. My question is, if I'm going to be a first-time boat buyer, what's a good-sized boat for me to start with?
Ooh, that's a big question.
Yeah, so the question I would probably dive into with you, John, is where are you going to use the boat, how are you going to use the boat, and what's your budget? And then we would start kind of working from there to see what would be the best fit. And then we'd obviously sit down and have a game plan for you. It's like, hey, where are you going to put the boat? Slips are at a premium at this time. So, you know, we do have resources and we have a pretty good idea where there are slips available and what size slips are available. So that plays into a big equation. And what's your monthly out-of-pocket expense is going to be? Obviously, the bigger the boat, the more money out-of-pocket. So that's kind of how we would begin the conversation with you.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call. Boat slips, yeah, they're at a premium. But
yes.
You guys kind of have an inside track on where and when?
Yeah, we stay in tune with a lot of the marinas. A lot of it's by choice and a lot of it's not by choice. But, you know, helping customers purchase a boat, how long the boat can stay there, where we're going to take the boat. So, yeah, we're pretty intimately involved with what's available out there and what's not available, where you potentially have to go for a short period of time to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, that's a good one, because Charles wrote us a text saying exactly that. They're asking about the slips, and then do you guys assist with locations? What is the slip rental in Dana Point, for instance, Charles?
10% increase, June 1.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. 10%.
Yeah, and 10% the following year.
Holy mackerel.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, everything's going
cheap. Yeah. Slips are not cheap.
No.
Where is the least expensive place to keep your boat in a slip?
I would tell you the Alamitos Bay, Long Beach, San Pedro area, you know, that place was historically cheaper than way cheaper than Newport and Dana Point. And it's really caught on. Everybody's going up there now.
Yeah.
And the beautiful part about it up there is that a lot of that stuff is city controlled, and they can only go up a couple of percent points a year, so it doesn't go up very much.
It's not going to go up 10%. Rent control.
No, there's rent control, right? And so, I mean, as an example, the Pescatore that I'm on, you know, we were in Newport Beach paying $10,000 a month for our slip. And now those slips are like $14,000.
Wow.
When we moved to Alameda.
If you can even get one.
If you can get one, right? And as long as there's that kind of demand, the price is going to continue to go up. Alameda's Bay, we moved up there, and it was $2,700 a month.
Wow.
So we knocked $100,000 off our operational budget overnight.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're at $3,000 now versus $14,000. So, you know, if you can get up into that area, way better deal.
Yeah. And you have easy access to Catalina there.
Great bait.
Islands. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. It's
beautiful
it's,
zone to cruise in.
It is. So it's
fuel's
great.
Fuel's expensive.
And, yeah.
Fuel's, yeah. Quite a bit less expensive,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Newport or Dana or San Diego. Even.
But in comparison, though, there's some availability in San Diego where you know, there's, in comparison, to me, it's very affordable.
And we have connections with people, too. You know, knock on wood, we'll continue to maintain all of that. But I had a client, we just sold a Riviera 51 to a client, and I made a call to our good friend, Mr. Pinard. Well, we got him in at the Kona Kai.
Oh, at the Kona Kai.
Wow. And, you know, I mean, just having connections like that's really huge, right?
Yeah.
So, he's happy and we're happy. Everybody's good.
Yeah, great facility.
Wow.
Great facility.
What a great location.
It's awesome,
Closest to the ocean.
Right.
So, what is the most expensive slip rent in Southern California?
I got to say Newport Beach.
It's got to be Newport.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And Alameda Bay is probably the most affordable.
I would say, and brand new docks or relatively new docks. It's beautiful. And
I grew up hanging out in the docks in Marina del Rey. Mm-hmm. And Marina del Bay back then, of course, back when I was a kid, which was eons ago, was pretty cheap, right? Because it was a relatively new harbor and stuff like that. Is it caught up to where Newport is?
I wouldn't say they've caught up to Newport, but it's expensive up there.
Yeah.
And Marina del Rey, I think even Oxnard Ventura Channel Islands is now becoming really popular, and there's a ton of money going on up there. Safe Harbor's bought all kinds of marinas, and they're developing that place as fast as possible as well. So, a lot of movement there.
We have a special update from Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Well, I just met the Supreme this morning, and I got to say he had several fish in the 60-pound class and the 50-pound class. I did not see a 20-pounder.
Wow.
So, anyhow, I wanted to let you know that he's leaving tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. There's still 4 openings for anybody that might be interested in doing a last-minute trip. And also that the Shogun is leaving on Thursday on a 3-day trip. We only have 9 people, but we made it a definite go.
Whoa.
So if somebody wants to get on a 3-day, that's a heck of a time to go, because even if we pick up 2, 3, 4 people between now and Thursday, you're going to be with less than 13, 14 people on the boat. So
on the Shogun.
Good chance to get on the boat with
like
a light load.
Yeah, it's like a crew trip, right?
Hey, Frank, that trip that leaves on the Polaris Supreme on tomorrow, is that a two-day?
That is a two-day. Leaving at 6 a.m., he'll be there by 11 at night, 11:30 at the latest, and he'll be, you know, a guy will get to fish until through the night, and now that we have less moon, he's hopefully expecting better fishing at night. And, you know, he saw many nice schools, so I think the trip's going to do well, and I think all the trips are going to do pretty well that are at least 2 days long to 3 days long.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens.
Sounds great. So an opportunity at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning on the Polaris Supreme, polarissupreme.com, two-day trip. And then this Thursday, what time is the Shogun leaving?
You know, I haven't looked at that, but it's online, or you can call Jen in the morning at 619-226-8030. I haven't looked at it, but I am guessing it's leaving at 10, and I'm going to talk to Renee, and I'm going to probably think about getting an earlier start for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's the first trip of this summer season on the Shogun. So
Shogun has done a lot of work on maintenance, and the boat's looking good.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks for the update, Frank. ShogunSportFishing.com. Call Jen in the office there. Three-day trip. Definite go. You could go almost have your own stateroom, practically.
Can you imagine
the light load, right?
Oh, I think there's a very good chance of that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Appreciate
it.
Have a good show.
All right.
Wow. Anybody who doesn't jump on that right now, you know the fishing's going to just pick up. It's going to get better and better as we go. Hey, and when we come back, we'll have more with Captain John and Chris from the McCarty Yachts. You're on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's Calstar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all Calstar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new Calstar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's Calstar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a great time here in the studio with McCarty Yachts, Captain John, and Chris.
Yeah, and we have the catch report now.
Oh, we got the catch report. Hey, that catch report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, and the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit also is the place to get your lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for 89 cents, as well as sandwiches and frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of other places, only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Plus, you get 100 pounds free if you fill up 35 gallons of fuel. The best car wash in town, too, at only $6. Summit Gasoline, free ice, and for our listeners, and always the lowest prices in San Diego Sports
Arena. We need that for sure right now.
Absolutely. Boy, we got Brian Woolley on the phone.
Captain Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good stuff in there this morning. How's everyone?
Excellent. We're doing
well. Good morning, Brian.
Good, good. Well, hey, good week here. Obviously, Rockfish opened up, so that gave us a little bit more stuff to look and poke around in. Good water help, too, for our local bass action for those half-day guys. 66, couple days, it touched 67, which was, it's pretty amazing to see this time of the year. So that had both the calico bass and the sand bass biting well, for that early season action. I'd say sliding egg sinkers probably fished best for that stuff, half ounce, something like that. Midwater is where they're catching most of that mixed bass. Some on the dropper loops, too, so those guys at the bottom, they caught some sand bass, as well as some sheephead and some whitefish and things like that. But action on the fly line sardines, hard jerk baits, rubber lures, all that stuff, saw some fish caught on it this week. Rockfish, obviously, the two little zones that we've been fishing, the local zone here along the coast, biting really well. Lots of reds, lots of vermilion rockfish. It seems like we're spending half our day descending that stuff. We get our two fish limit pretty quick and then round out the rest of your 10 fish with real nice macacho, specks, flag rockfish, lots of quality sculpin and whitefish being caught out deep too. No problem getting to the bottom with 8 to 10 ounces of weight, double dropper loop style, just classic rock cod setup, working really well there. And then out on the deeper water on the 14, that catching required a little bit more work, a little wind against current condition out there, so a little tough to get the lines to the fish like early in your day. Later on, as things kind of settled and that little breeze come off the beach backed off, it got a little bit easier. But still some nice big bacaccio, chilies, bank rockfish, anglers fishing that's like 250 to 400 gram jig did well out there. So those guys fishing that slow pitch were good. And then finally over at Clemente, the Fury kicked off his season. Lots of rockfish over there, as you would think. No shortage of whitefish, other mixed stuff like sheephead. And Marcus did note, he said that the calico bass fishing over there along the edge of the kelp is really, really good right now. He said it's probably the best he's seen this time of year in a while over there. So real good early April action with good water movement and fun fly line fishing there for that kelp bass over there at the island. So pretty good across the board. I mean, still early April. We're stoked to see it. And if you guys want to hop on a trip with us this week, it's spring break here for the local kids, so I definitely would recommend reservations. You can call our office here at 949-496-5794. Of course, so you can also hit us on the web at danawharf.com.
Well, that's great, Wooly. Great report. Hey, one question that comes up now that we're back into rock fishing season. You're doing a double dropper loop. You're doing 8 to 10 ounces. What hook style is the recommended? Is it a J-hook, an octopus, or a circle hook?
We're telling our guy, we see a gamut, right? Everyone's fishing either or. For the shallow stuff, I think you're fine with just a J-hook. Out on the deeper stuff, if you're fishing bait out in, 100-plus fathom, you're going to want to probably go with the circle hook just because that extra distance, obviously, between the bottom and the surface. Lots of opportunity, especially guys fishing an electric reel. If you're bringing it up a little faster than you would if you're conventional and winding, I would go with the circle hook for sure, 100% out in the deep water.
What size hooks are you recommending?
1-0 on the coast is what we're fishing, and guys getting up as big as a 4-0 out there on the bank.
Perfect. That's a great report. Thanks, Wooly.
Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next Sunday. Happy Easter.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
All right. We're standing by for Gundy Gunnison with the surf report. But in the meantime, you have a great text, huh?
Yeah, we got one. This is from Mike in Rosemead. He said, interesting show. Good Easter morning. Big boats require big bank. Can you
reveal any of the high-end clientele, movie stars, politicians, presidents, rock and roll stars, any details.
We see a little bit of everybody. We get professional athletes. We get some, you know, high-end clients for sure. I'm not sure I should be spilling all those names, but it's interesting. It's like, well, the listing on the 127 that's coming up. She's an average person, and it's a missus that owns the boat.
Yeah.
And but she's been very, very successful, and obviously has a lot of money. So.
That boat's pretty amazing. Whoever's going to get that boat is good.
And the crew too. I mean,
Jose too goes along with the boat.
Yeah, he's along with the boat, so it's going to be pretty special. That boat's ready to go. Right.
Where
now,
is the boat?
It's up there in Cabrillo Way Marina in San Pedro right now.
In San Pedro. Okay.
You can't find slips. They ended up grabbing one up there, and they got, you know, take what you can get, and they got it. So,
especially for a big boat.
And I think that slip would come with a boat, too, if somebody wanted it here.
Yeah. Do you, when you run into clients like that Mike was referring to, probably a lot of them don't have a lot of boating experience. Do you have kind of a group of professional actors that's like, hey, if you want this boat, I'm going to recommend you hire this captain?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll hold your hand throughout the whole process, and we can actually put crew on your boat if you need it.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, you know, we do some work in Cabo San Lucas, and there's a lot of stars down there that are very interested in the boating side of it.
Yeah,
and
sure.
One of our guys that we work with, Jeff Foreman, he works and runs a boat down there and does nothing but high-end movie stars and all of that. And he's got some pretty good stories. So,
oh, bad.
It's pretty interesting because the clientele that we're talking about, they want the anonymity. They don't want that. We have a lot of people because we're in Southern California, rock and roll stars, actors, whatever, that come out and use our charter services, but you don't talk about it. If you want to keep that clientele, you do not talk about
that's
it.
That's right.
But there are a lot of them.
A lot.
Especially on the sports side. And trouble is with the sports guys, a lot of them are under contract. They have to be careful what they're doing off season because if they're under contract, they can't get hurt.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, speaking of superstars, we have on the line right now, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Morning, Gundy.
Superstar, come on. Maybe to the little fish in the surf, but that's about it.
Ah, come on.
You're my hero, Gundy.
Everybody's here.
I tell you what the superstar is the fishing right now, you know. It's an early spring, but it is definitely spring. It has all the elements. A good week of fishing, full moon, strong tides, grunion run, warm water up to 66 degrees, I think, San Diego way. Lots of good elements. The highlighter this week was the halibut bite. A lot of fish moved into the shallows, both on the beach, in the bays, harbors, lagoons. Lots of 24 to 30 inch fish, with a few better hens in the mix. We haven't seen any of those real big ones yet, but I don't think we're quite into the spawn yet. And then the white sea bass made a strong showing this week. Solid perch fishing, more croakers, lots of quality leopard sharks. So just about everything's breaking right now. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut fishing, lots of 20 to 30 inch fish. White or bone colored flukes have been hot for those guys. You can fish them drop shot or with a dart head. The catch of the week came from up there. 31-pound, 46-inch white sea bass taken out of the surf line on a white swim bait by a young angler. I didn't get the name, but that's a heck of a fish out of the surf. And it was taken below Campus Point there, and that's always something you want to consider when looking for white sea bass are points. Schools, short to just legal sea bass taken off Goleta Pier, solid perch fight. Just Fishing reported good halibut catches along South Bay beaches, legal fish off Hermosa, Torrance beaches, hard jerk baits, flukes working for those guys. Big Fish, reported more good halibut catches in and around LA Harbor. They had a 14 pounder taken on a live smelt off the 72nd place jetty. The live bait's been fishing good for those guys. Hogan's reported good halibut fishing. Capo Bay, legal fish reported off Salt Creek, Doheny, the Pier, State Park, Swim Bait, and Flukes working. Pacific Coast reported good bite 18 to 28 inch halibut, perch, croaker, sargo, leopard sharks in the mix down south. And they have a 16 pound, 2 ounce halibut leading the halibut derby there at Pacific Coast. So pretty darn good fishing. We're starting to see the croakers and the sharks and everything else join the fray.
Breathe, Gundy, breathe.
Wow. I was waiting for him to take a breath.
Wow. I got my snorkel on.
Yeah. The Gundy snorkel.
Amazing report.
Wow, really good, Gundy. Yeah, excellent report. And it's time. That's springtime and the surf, nothing better, right?
That is
crazy. And especially this spring. It's really lined up well.
Yeah. Hey, Gundy, I've been intrigued by those freeze-dried lugworms. It seems like those become super popular, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the guys like them. You know, the thing is that they're kind of, you can have them in your tackle, and you know, they don't go bad. You don't got to keep them refrigerated, and you know how difficult lugworms are, and they fish real well. That's the other thing, you know what I mean? They also, the freeze-dried ghost shrimp have also become real popular, and that's basically because it just gives you more options instead of having to freeze them or keep them on ice and take care of them in different ways. So it's just another way to go about it. But they fish well, Pete.
Yeah, I know. I was over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay the other day, and they said they sell the heck out of freeze-dried lugworms. So
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And so
the worm always fishes good in, you know, in the shallows. That's for sure.
That's it. All right, Gundy Gunnison, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks a lot. Appreciate their report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, great show. You guys are having fun.
Yeah, we are. Always having fun. All right, appreciate it, Gundy. We'll talk to you.
Have a good week,
Sunday.
Gentlemen.
All right.
Wow, and when we come back, we'll have more of the captains, John and Chris, with Cardi Yachts. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live at 97.3 The Fan.
This is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
In 1976,
Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.